Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to this Patreon episode of 20 Minute Tims. This is the Breakfast of Champions, a podcast that we drop in for you, the patrons, to fill in the gaps between the weekly flagship podcasts. On this episode, I sit down with Yanis Korianopoulos, who's a journalist based in Athens, editor-in-chief at Sports Time, and he gives us the lowdown on Celtic's new signing, Vasilis Barkas. He tells us about the transfer, tells us about the player, and tells us what to expect. A wee bit of local knowledge goes a long way, so we hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. I'm joined by Giannis Korianopoulos, the sports journalist, editor-in-chief of Greek sports website Sport Time, who's going to give us a bit of an insight into the new Celtic signing. How are we doing, Giannis?
How are you? I'm fine.
I'm good. How are things over in Athens just now?
Yeah, thank you for this.
No problem. So Celtic are looking as if they're about to complete the signing of Vasilis Barkas from AEK Athens. I suppose the first question I've got is, how has this move been viewed over in Greece? Because AEK Athens are a relatively big European team, but is this sort of seen as a step up to Celtic, who might be viewed as a bigger club?
Well, here in Greece, there's a big impact, you know, about this transfer. Vasilis is a well-known player here in Greece. I think he made some good appearances also in Europe, but his transfer from AEK to Celtic is a big news here in Greece for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly big news among Celtic fans. Celtic have been chasing a good goalkeeper since the beginning of the summer, since it looked like Fraser Foster wasn't going to come back. And I think a lot of Celtic fans are quite surprised at the fee. You know, is it somewhere in the region of 5-6 million euros, depending on where it's getting quoted? This is quite a high fee for AEK Athens as well to receive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the most expensive transfer in AEK's history.
Wow.
The previous one was Sokratis, Papastathopoulos, when he moved to Genoa about 15 years ago. And it was 3.8 million, but AEK from the beginning, said to every club that approached for Barkas that they would not sell, they would not sell down of 6 million or 7. Their demand last year, last summer, a club from France, Montpellier, made an official offer about 5 million euros and they rejected the offer, in just a few minutes. So from the beginning, they said to everyone that okay, we don't have problem to sell Vasilis, but we have to take a good amount of money, 5-6 million. And as I know, AEK also keep about 10% of his rights.
Right.
For a future transfer.
So they've got the sale on clause there. So he must have been quite a highly rated player for AEK Athens. Is he maybe one of their prize assets?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Vasilis for us here in Greece is a great project. He's number two in the national team. He's the main competitor of, if you know him, Odysseas Lachodimos, who is playing for Benfica. And he's the main keeper of the Greek team. But Vasilis, everybody here will say that he will maybe one time he will take Lachodimos number one. Maybe this season also. For me, Celtic made a great transfer for two reasons. First one, that he's a good keeper, in a lot of sections of the game. He He can. You will see. You will see in every part of the game. Vasilis is a very good player. And second reason is that mentally, Vasilis, I think, he's ready to play in front of 60,000 people, and in a club like Celtic, who the demands are really high, maybe higher than Ajax. Not maybe. They are higher than Ajax. You know, Celtic has big goals, win the league, win the cup. I don't know, in Europe, for you know, go to a group phase, and maybe further. So mentally, I think Vasilis is ready to make this step. You know, to play to club, or to historic club, you know, one of the biggest clubs in Europe, and to make appearances that you know, the Celtic fans will say, okay, we take a great goalkeeper.
It's Neil Lennon's goalkeepers. He likes them big, he likes them to be great shot stoppers, he likes them confident, he likes them being able to organise the defence. Neil Lennon also likes them coming for crosses. Would you say that Barkas sort of fits that mould?
Yeah, I think I don't remember a lot of mistakes from Vasilis when the ball is in the air. Also, you know, he can keep such away all crosses. But the most important thing is, if you watch a Nike game with Vasilis, you will see that he's shouting a lot to his defenders. He's like to control the defenders, all the defense. He's especially in fouls or corners or corner kicks. You know, he wants every player to take the position that he must take. So I think he's very good in organizing his defense. And he had some problems with the ball in his feet, but season by season, he's better than that. He's improving a lot. And I think the most important thing is that he works a lot. You know, he likes to go to practice and practice. And he had some targets in his mind when he came in Ajax 4 years ago from another club in Greece called Atromitos. He said that he wanted to win the league. Did it to play in Champions League. He did it, and the next step was to take a transfer to a big club in Europe like Celtic.
That's really good. It's good to hear that Celtic are getting a player that's motivated like that, because quite often as well, what's good about Celtic is that Celtic is often seen as a stepping stone to the English Premier League. As you know, we've had many players come from abroad. The most famous one, me recently, being Virgil van Dijk, who's joined Celtic with a view to moving down south. Do you think that's where perhaps Vasilis ultimately sees his career in the English Premier League?
Yeah, first of all, you have to know that Vasilis is not the media guy. Here in Greece, I don't know, something will change in Scotland. But he prefers to practice than make some statements, you know, big statements like all the players are making. I think his mind now is to take Celtic number one, to win games with Celtic, to win trophies with Celtic, and after that he will see, you know, what will happen in the future. But my personal opinion is that yes, Vasilis can make a transfer to Premier League, or you know, maybe in the future there can be a big offer to Celtic from a Premier League club. As I know, as my personal info, Sheffield United have monitored Vasilis. I think they didn't know what to do with Henderson, so you know, they didn't make an offer or something like that. And but as I know, also Vasilis' name, you know, he's been in some clubs' list like Sheffield, so it's something that it may happen. Yes. A future offer to Celtic.
Interesting. It's interesting to hear that he's sort of been looked at and he's been tipped for a move before. Can he speak English? Do you know?
Yes, I think he. Yeah, I think better than me. Yeah, I think if I'm not making a big mistake, I think his mother is from Netherlands.
Yes, on his Wikipedia, it certainly says he was born there. He was, but you know, Wikipedia's not always the most accurate.
Yeah. So I think he speaks better than me.
That's good. This sounds like a really promising signing for Celtic. As I said, it's been a problem area. With the news that Fraser Foster wasn't coming back, it was a priority for Celtic to get a goalkeeper in. Mm-hmm. Are there any weaknesses in Barkas's game that you think he has to improve upon?
A little bit with the ball in his feet.
Okay.
I think this is the biggest, not problem, because for me, a big club like Celtic, it makes an offer of 5-6 million euros. You know, they scout the player. Mm. They know the player, you know. It's not they give 6 million and we'll see what happens. They know, you know, the Barkas advantages and the disadvantages. So I think, you know, from the matches I saw this season, which was not a good season for Ajax, but Vasilis was a key player, you know. I think he has some problems with the ball in his feet. But, you know, his personality is very... He has a lot of confidence. In himself, and I think he will improve it. And he knows that he has to work a little bit more with the ball in his feet. And as I know, also Celtic has a really good staff in, about goalkeepers.
Correct, that's right. And, yeah,
yeah, and they can improve him. So it will be good also for Vasilis to work with a club with as with a club like Celtic. And he will be better for the national team also.
Yeah, it's we're looking forward to having him over. It's certainly an exciting signing from Celtic's point of view. It's a lot of money. It's a player that we're looking forward to finally seeing land in Glasgow. He'll be the second Greek in recent years. Obviously, we had Georgios Samaras for many years, who became a bit of a cult figure at Celtic. So if he can make the impact that Samaras did, it'll certainly be a positive one.
Yeah. Sam also says that he spent the best years of his life in Celtic. I think it was 6.5 years in Glasgow. He loves Celtic. You know, he speaks like it was the only club that he played. And as I know also some, I don't know who, but they spoke from Celtic with Yorgos about Barkas before the, you know, before the final offer.
Oh, I see.
I think, as I said before, a club like Celtic, they scout the player, they know the player. But I think they spoke with Yorgos because they know him. And Yorgos is currently a vice president in a Greek club here in Greece, in Crete, in the island of Crete, or Ophi. Mm. He's a vice president here. But he always speak with, you know, the most kind words about Celtic and the years he spent in Glasgow. So Vasilis, I think, I don't know if he will make the same impact as Yorgos made in Celtic, but I know for sure that he wanted to make the transfer, you know. He wanted to go to Celtic from the first time that Celtic came with the first offer. It was something that Vasilis wanted. He wanted to go to Glasgow to play for Celtic and to win games, to win matches and trophies with Celtic. As I know, he will fly today, Glasgow, and tomorrow he will undergo medical, tomorrow, Wednesday, I mean. Mm-hmm. He will undergo medical and we'll have the announcements.
Terrific. And Celtic season starts next week. When does Greek football start? When do your season start?
Greece, yesterday they announced that in August 30 of August we'll have the final of the Greek Cup.
Okay.
Of the season 2019-2020, and we hope that 12th of September the Super League, the first division, will start. But we don't know.
Yeah. We're allowed, the football season starts, but we're not allowed to have fans in the stadium. So we're all going to be watching it from home, watching it on the internet, but no fans inside the stadium. Giannis, I just want to say thank you very much for giving up your time. Really appreciate that. It was an invaluable insight. Some local knowledge goes a long way. So thanks for that.
Thank you very much. It was an honour to speak you know, for Celtic fans, big clubs, big club. You have to know that here in Greece, Celtic has a lot of respect. You know, from the Greek fans, it's a big club, you know, Champions League trophy. It's a huge step for Vasilis.
I mean, it wasn't so long ago that AEK actually put Celtic out of the Champions League. In 2018, we had a really bad result against AEK Athens. Yeah. That was seen as a shock. That was seen as a shock in Glasgow.
It was a big surprise for us also.
Yeah, Barkas was playing that night, obviously. But yeah, that was seen as a shock. But hopefully it can help us get back into the Champions League. Thanks very much, Giannis.
It will be great. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.